Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
What are we talking about, Christelle?
So the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development intends making some changes to the judiciary and under something called the Judicial Matters Amendment Bill 23. And I'm thinking the first question that's going to come up is, why does this matter?
Yes.
Because it's judicial.
And it matters, apparently.
Yes,
it's in
yes,
the name. It's in the title.
Exactly. So look, this has been gazetted in terms of what it involves. But I think there's two aspects specifically that caught my eye. One, and I think one can be extrapolated. This allows, under the Criminal Procedure Act, changes to legislation that can mean charges of guilt can be withdrawn and payment of fines can be withdrawn. In other words, you can remove a criminal record. I know it's been a couple of years, but do you remember the hard lockdown and the rules
yes.
there? Yeah. So there are people who today have criminal records because they didn't wear a mask or they didn't stay home when they were meant
because
to.
Because the cops caught you with a cider in the boots on your,
cigarettes.
So does this mean those sort of convictions can go away?
So this provides for the removal of a criminal record similar to that, yes. I think we can also extrapolate this to something like marijuana, where legislation has not changed, where you are allowed to grow a certain amount of marijuana at home, have a certain amount in your possession. And people have been asking, but what about the expunging of criminal records related to that in the past? And the Department of Justice has consistently said that they want to do that. We haven't seen it happen yet. Similar with the mask convictions. They've said we will clear those. It hasn't happened yet. We now, under this, would have a mechanism for that potentially to be done.
Interesting. Because, I mean, I know people who at varsity, you know, were nipped by the cops for something and who now have a criminal record because you had something to smoke on you.
Are you talking about a friend, not yourself?
No, yeah. A friend. Yeah. But but can you imagine how annoying it must be if you have this criminal record sitting over your head and like a couple of months later, the law gets changed and now this is all fine, but you're still sitting with it. I think that is desperately unfair and it's good to hear that that can change.
Wat is van die ander soos major goed wat verander word?
So ek dink een van die ander wat belangrik is, het te doen met geslagsgebaseerde geweld. So the Domestic Violence Act, they will introduce a penalty for falsely declaring domestic violence.
I feel like that's not the fight.
I agree.
I feel like that is just a complete... No, I don't even have the right... I talk for a living. I don't have the right words at the moment.
Look, I hear you in terms of our primary battles, but I still think this is important in terms of, I think as we are slowly shifting in terms of people being aware about gender-based violence and the implications of it and starting to take it serious, not all, but some, it has such devastating implications if someone accuses someone of this unjustly, unfairly, and there's now a legal mechanism for it. It can destroy lives. It really can. If you are accused of something that patently you did not do.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I do understand that. Mm. I do understand the necessity for that, especially in law. There has to be a legal mechanism. Cool. Okay, I can get down with that. I still feel like, you know, that's not the focus when it comes to gender-based violence. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
Having the police take it seriously would be a great start.
And there I agree.
Okay, but the good news out of all of this is that...
Hopefully we can now start seeing some of the lockdown-related charges, certainly.
Good.
And the criminal records being cleared. I think this is especially important for young people who are looking for work, suddenly realize, oh, that admission of guilt that I signed when they gave this piece of paper to me affects my future.
Because you didn't have your mask on you while you were trying to go to the shop.
Yeah,
fair enough. Okay, well, that's good to know. We'll see when it finally rolls out and how it actually impacts people. That's good to know. Dankie, Christelle.
Enige tyd.
We appreciate you.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.